What is the specific role of surgeons in emergency in rural Africa? Do they work only in ER or do they support practitioners during emergency medical operations?
Well, emergency services are far and few in between in Africa. So when there is an emergency, and in rural Africa, there are hardly any surgeons to start with. Majority of the surgeons are based in the big cities and in the bigger towns. So we have a dire shortage of surgeons. But where they are, they participate to tend to the surgical emergency, and they don't actually work in the ERs. They tend to identify the emergency and then treat the patients, okay, surgically. The surgical patients are looked after by the surgeons, yes.
And what kind of emergency they daily must face? What do they have to be ready for in Africa, generally?
Well, trauma is number one. Trauma is number one. So the surgeons face a lot of trauma, which includes road traffic accidents, falls, accidents, assaults, and all other types of trauma. So trauma is the leading cause of emergencies. And then you have the surgical emergencies. Surgical emergencies include appendicitis, acute appendicitis, intestinal obstruction, sigmoid volvulus, and things like that, which are the general surgical emergencies. And you have burns, and pediatric cases have their emergencies, yes. So those are the common emergencies that are there, yes.
About you mentioned a pediatric emergency. Generally, what are they like?
The pediatric emergencies for surgical cases, again, for the general surgeons, usually they are congenital or acquired. Congenital ones are babies born with imperforate anus and other congenital malformations. And the acquired emergencies would be things like intestinal obstruction. Worm infestation is quite common, so you get babies with intestinal obstruction, obstructed hernias, trauma patients in pediatrics, and burns. Those are the common pediatric emergencies.
And in case of patient ventilation in emergency, because as I mentioned, the first thing that the first step of the emergency chain becomes starts with the rescue, so with the ambulances. In the case of a patient ventilation, what kind of technical characteristics this equipment must have to perform well so that surgeon can be ready to operate on the patient when he or she arrives at the ER?
Yes. As I told you, the facilities are very poor. Okay. So majority of the ambulances which are there, which would not have any ventilation facilities in the ambulance. Okay. And the people who are manning these ambulances are not well trained as well. So they would be able to give first aid to the patients. But ventilation is too far advanced. There is hardly any services which would have ventilation facilities in ambulances. And most of the time, it is paramedics who deal with these emergencies. And these paramedics' training is at a very different level. They are not even trained to intubate, right, or bag. So there would be very few, far and few in between ambulances which would have the capacity to intubate patients on the site.
Yeah, understand. And regarding the also the equipment that we mentioned in this in the last question, what kind of equipment is needed to face a massive emergency and provide trauma care, which we also said is the most common in African regions? So are there some equipments that cannot miss for the emergencies, as we said that in some regions the services are very poor.
Yes, there's a dire shortage of all types of equipment. But in a major emergency, first of all, you need trained personnel. The trained personnel should know how to stop the bleed, because bleeding is the most important cause of deaths and all that.
Right.
So you need tourniquets, you know, and you need things like that to stop the bleed. Those are the equipments which are required. They have first aid boxes. They did not have the actual tourniquets to try and stop the bleed. As in America, they have a movement to stop the bleed, you know, which saves a lot of lives. So that is the first thing. The second thing is airway, breathing, and circulation. Okay, so the airway maintenance. They need a lot of training, how to control the airway, and then they should have laryngoscopes and intubation tubes, which are not there. Generally, they are not there. This equipment is not there.
Yeah.
So you need tourniquets, you need laryngoscopes, you need ambu bags, and all those things in emergencies which are not there. Then you would move to resuscitation with IV fluids and things like that. So they need fluids, they need granulars, and they need giving sets and all that. Those things are also not readily available.
Okay. And when a patient arrives in ER, surgeons, what are the steps that surgeons must take to carry on the care for that patient?
Well, when the patient arrives in the ER, and depending upon the level of facility that brought the patient, as I told you, we do not have very good facilities to bring patients from the trauma site to the hospital. So the surgeon is faced with first establishing the ABC for the patient. Is the airway patent? Is the patient breathing? And how is his circulation? So they start with there. And this is what is taught in the advanced trauma life support courses, you know. So they follow that protocol and find out airway, breathing, circulation is okay. Then they would do this in the primary survey, then do the secondary survey, identify fractures and limbs and back injuries and all that, head injuries, things like that. And then they would go to specific management of patients. But we still need a lot of training for trauma personnel. We need a lot of equipment for management of trauma patients. Basic equipment like scissors to cut the patient's clothes and all that are also not available. So that is where we need to start from to build trauma care in Africa.
Yeah, and specifically trauma care is a very interesting topic for us. And I would like to know, in this field, what are the steps that you are taking to improve this kind of care in Africa?
Well, there are people involved in this area. I am not specifically involved. I'm the president of the College of Surgeons, East Central and Southern Africa, COSECSA. We are training surgeons at the present moment to work at in the rural areas. All right, we just did a capacity study in Kenya, and 80% of our rural hospitals, which is a level 4 district hospitals, do not have a surgeon in it, and 90% do not have an anesthetist.
Yeah.
And 80% do not have an OBGYN. So we are training surgeons to man these hospitals. And those surgeons would provide care along the lines of their training. So basically, if there is trauma with an open fracture, they would look after the open fracture. If there's a laparotomy to be done, they would do a laparotomy. And our surgeons would also be involved in doing cesarean sections, because we do not have adequate number of obstetricians and gynecologists out there in the rural areas.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, your role in this development is also to improve the building of new facilities and new structures to improve the presence of surgeons in Africa, maybe?
Yes. So there are existing structures, the old structures which are there, and for a hospital to function, we're trying to train surgeons so they work in hospitals which are functioning. And the functioning of a hospital requires 5 or 6 elements to be present. One is infrastructure. The infrastructure should be suitable. The second one is you need supply chain, good supplies and to run the hospital. Regular good supply chain, Then number three, you need the human resource. You need the doctors, the surgeons, the nurses, the anesthetists, all those human resource people. Then you need IT facilities to document, record, and carry out the work. You need finances, which is the most important thing. In Africa, the biggest problem is economics. The way Africa has developed over the years and the resources have been plundered leaves a lot to be desired with regards to resources. So there's a dire need for a lot of resources to improve these hospitals and healthcare. And then finally, one of the most important things is leadership and management. You need to run these hospitals well with good leadership and good management skills, and these are lacking. So these are five or six important points with regards to the running of an efficient hospital system in which the surgeons and the other doctors can provide care.
Yes, great. And the last question, during the Africa Health Exhibition 2019, you will hold a conference about training surgeons for emergencies in rural Africa. What are the principal topics, the main topics you will discuss of during the conference?
Okay, so I'm the president of the College of Surgeons East Central Southern Africa, COSEXA.
Yes.
And we have 14 member countries, okay? And we have six other satellite countries where we are training surgeons. So we are training, we have 20 countries, but we are training surgeons in 17 countries. As I talk to you today, we have 623 surgeons in training, all right? And these surgeons are being trained to provide care in the rural parts of Africa, mainly. Now, we are training these surgeons so they are competent in provision of emergency and essential surgical care. So these surgeons will be trained how to deal with trauma patients, how to deal with general surgical emergency patients, how to deal with the essential surgical operations that are required at the rural areas. For example, the patients who have hernias, hydrocele, hemorrhoids, things like that. So the essential surgical operations which patients present with in rural areas is what we are training these surgeons to be competent in, yes.